Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is April Fool's Day. It is the 1st of April, and it is on. We're already done with March. It's going by fast, and we're on to a new month. And I was going to play an April Fool's joke and say that the show just didn't show up. No, I'm kidding. I'm not really good at jokes. Sometimes I am, but very far and few between. But today's show isn't a joke. It's about self-acceptance. Because whatever we accept, and this is the easy part, for ourselves is what we accept from others. We all know by now, okay, so if I'm not good to myself, ultimately, I'm not going to be that good to other people because I can't give them what I don't have. But let's look at the other side of the self-acceptance coin about why do we think other people get what they want, and why don't we feel like we do? And how does that look? Well, everybody wins. I never win anything. Wait, did I ever win anything in my life? And you start talking like that to yourself. Bye. Well, everybody else is living it. But how does self-acceptance look? So right after I wrote up the show yesterday, there was this, I think it was a sponsored ad on Facebook. Not a sponsored ad, one of those articles that people copy a lot. And it said, women are ditching hair dye for natural gray hair in the coolest power move. So I thought, well, that's interesting. I'm probably in that group where I could, well, actually, my hair is kind of let go, but really let it go, or whatever it is. But they were talking about it as self-acceptance, inspired by acceptance. People are inspired to think that maybe they can make that step themselves. When someone is willing to celebrate who they are, what they look like, and the weird things that bring them joy, it gives permission to others to do the same. And I read that and I thought that's exactly what this is. The only way that impossible can happen in our lives, what we think is impossible for us. Oh, I could never feel that way. Oh, I wouldn't know how to feel that way. I'm not comfortable accepting myself and all these reasons. Why not? Only way to live the impossible is to do the impossible. And it's a great quote or saying, but how do you live that? How do you take steps to accept your soul, understand your soul, respect the time it takes you to figure this out, that, wow, you know, all my life, I put in a lot of time thinking about this. But why didn't I ever do anything about it? And I found out the biggest reason was no one knew what it looks like to do something about it. You can't walk around telling people, well, I accept myself, so I'm okay now. That doesn't work. That doesn't even begin to begin. But it's, let's say you wake up today. You woke up and you say, oh, it's Mondays and I'm back at work today. And so I got to get this done and that done. And, you know, I don't really like, I know I'm okay. Let me see what I can do with my life today. Just telling yourself, hey, I'm okay. I'm actually good. I'm good to go. I'm happy. I slept well. Start, like, with these little things but keep reminding yourself and your mind that you are already okay today. That no matter what comes and goes in your life, no matter what changes in your life on the outside, you have the resources to face it, to look it in the eye, to take it down, to build it up, whatever it is you feel you need to do, you can do. When you tell yourself you can. And sometimes we don't think that that's important. We think, oh, yeah, but I already know that. Oh, yeah, but I already do that. I'm like, well, what exactly do you do? Oh, well, you know, I'm pretty good about paying attention to myself. But honestly, starting your day with, I know that I'm already okay. Let me see what life brings. Yesterday, we had a really weirdly hard, out of the blue situation land in our lap. Something we thought was true all along. We found out there was a hidden agenda behind it, and no one could tell us. But we felt it. I felt it. I felt it as far back as November. My family started to feel it just recently. And I said, you know, I've had that feeling. I didn't want to have that feeling. I wasn't sure why I was feeling it, but now I know. Wow, when we found that out. And then one of them said, well, I'm glad I didn't know, because if I knew, I may not have worked so hard and then I would be behind. But it was so out of the blue that it almost shook my mind as to what will we do now? Wow, how do we fill that gap? Oh my gosh, who can I go to for help? Who would know what to do? Who would have resources? And my brain just started trying to figure it all out. In the day, I may have said, well, that's just the way things are, and who was I to think that that would be okay? Who was I to think that I would make it or they would make it that far? Who was I to think? And I would have gone down that road because I would have felt hurt. But instead, I said, wait a minute. I believe that they are being short-sighted and they cannot see the opportunity they have. Wait a minute. Failure is like the best hotbed for the best ideas that we can find and have in the world, because it forces us, now that we have nothing to lose, to really swing the pendulum the other way and figure out that we can recreate, redefine, reroute everything that's going on in our lives. We don't need to be accepted on the outside in the ways we think, because people don't accept you or not. They're not walking around like with this wave of judgment telling you whether or not you're accepted. All of how you feel accepted is your own perception. Somebody doesn't get along with you, it doesn't mean they don't accept you. It just means they don't get along with you. We have to really be careful about what we say, because we create those realities. But people accept everyone until someone gives them a reason not to. Maybe, you know, you're very aggressive, or maybe and too much for another person, or whatever it is. But acceptance, that all starts inside of your heart, inside of your soul, inside of your thoughts about you. And that's why it is the gateway you do, and everything else you accept. I know a lot of kids now are filling out applications for colleges. And one girl, believe it or not, one girl, she's my niece, and she, you know, has a sister who has a lot of, you know, issues in terms of staying at home and paranoia and a lot of psychological, mental issues. And she's a beautiful girl, but she has all that stuff in her. And she takes it out on her sister to the point where her sister was greatly affected by it and was suffering from it. But the one that was suffering from the other one is at school, and her dream has always been to go to Harvard. She told her counselor that, and her counselor said, "You're not going to get into Harvard." Her counselor, the person who should be encouraging her. And she just looked at her and said, because they need permission or they need a recommendation or something to get the apps or something like that. I don't know how it works now in the schools, but she did need the schools, something the school has to do for her to do this, to apply. So she says, just, you know, give it to me because I actually really do want to go there. Apply at other schools, but that's my dream. That's where I want to try first. So her counselor gave her that and a slew of other schools. And she spent a good 2 weeks filling out applications, sending them in one after the other. Each one cost, you know, I guess it cost money to apply. All these things that didn't exist when I was younger, and now they do, and still she went through all of it. Even with all the obstacles she's facing, she filled out all of these applications. And she's really smart. She studies all the time. But everyone underestimated her. She's really pretty, fun. She's quiet. And people just thought, And at the end of the day, she got an interview with Harvard. She got an interview with Brown. She got an interview with Yale. And in May, they'll find out, I guess, where they're going right before they graduate. But she accepted the fact that she studies hard, that she knows what she's talking about. And it turns out she wants to study in the biomedical field. And she wants to do research on having either proper medications or proper facilities for people who suffer from mental health because of what she went through with her sister. She understood at some point and at some level that her dealing with this was guiding her to what she needed to do with her life. And as quiet as she was and everything she went through, she came out with that perspective because she understood she had the ability to learn and to learn well this regard. And she had the motivation. And so what anyone said outside of her, she did not accept because she already accepted herself. She already accepted herself. And for someone who's 17 and had many reasons and many excuses and many escape routes from accepting herself, the hardest one. Because we are not taught, have not been taught how to accept ourselves. We have been taught how to be accepted. And everything we've been taught that Christ keeps telling me over and over again, you know, we're taught an error. We were taught an error about what sins are. We were taught an error about what we should be doing with our lives once we're here. And we're following other people's leads who may not be that confident in their own direction. But when we accept ourselves, we know when somebody else doesn't accept themselves. And we learn to guide ourselves from listening to those people to guide us, people who accept themselves, because we understand the language of not accepting ourselves. We outgrew the language of not accepting ourselves. Learning to understand what your soul is trying to do Your soul is the one thing in you that nobody else has. So there isn't another person outside of your life other than you. And if you're not directing it and you're waiting for somebody who doesn't understand your soul the way you do to direct it, at some point in your life, you're going to go, why was I listening to that? Oh my gosh, why did I do that? How did I accept this? And you start going back wondering, who was making those decisions? You or the other people, or you're allowing them to? Whatever you accept for you, whatever it is, let it come from you. Start with the small things, like, yeah, I accept the fact that I may not want to exercise all the time. I may accept the fact that I don't like it, but really, I just don't like it in the beginning. But once I get going, or when I'm done, I actually feel really good. So let me focus on the reward as opposed to doing it. And let me see if that works. That's a conversation when you accept yourself. When you don't, you say, why should I go work out? It's not going to matter if I do it today, or if I start today, or I start tomorrow. And then tomorrow, it doesn't matter if I start today or I start tomorrow. And then the next day, it doesn't matter if I start today or I start tomorrow. And then there goes your life. When you accept yourself, you will not accept that. That's why self-acceptance is the gateway. It's not just self-love, because people don't really understand what self-love means. We think it's doing stuff for ourselves. But it's accepting ourselves. It's having compassion for ourselves. It's treating ourselves like a person, like a soul who needs itself to navigate in life and to do the things that we want to do. You know, right now I am working with a team, and we are, I guess, finally after all this time, and I've been doing it now for almost 10 days. This is actually the beginning of the third week. And they come over and they've been filming me and filming me and filming me. First it was pictures, and then it's like social media sound bites, which I think is going to continue today in filming. And they're asking me a lot of questions, not to mention that I'm not used to being on a camera. I'm used to being the voice on a radio. And last night after we were done, they said to me, we haven't worked with anyone that was so comfortable with a camera on. And I said, well, it's because I started the radio show. I wake up every day and I talk about this. And in my mind and in my heart, the reason I started the radio show was to get used to talking about what I love most every single day. It was to help answer emails to people, to write every single person back. Then I thought, it's one way of reaching people. And when I figured it out to that point where I just said, okay, these three points are the most important, and I accepted waking up early for it, and I accepted doing it every day because I knew in my heart that was the only way I was able to accept what was happening to me. Seeing Christ and talking about Christ and trying to do right by what I knew, sharing the information. But had I not had self-acceptance, or had I not accepted a non-issue, I'd be on vacation in Italy probably. But I'm not. I'm here because I can see where I'm going because I can see who I am. And seeing who I am is somebody that, hey, I'm okay with that. With whatever I do or have done, with whatever I've seen or said or where I've gone to in life, it all was enjoyed up to the point of my acceptance of myself. How present are we comes through how much we accept ourselves. Patience with our partners or with our children goes back to how we accept ourselves. If we are not in a consistent, I want to say like stable place within us, about us, everybody else is like a moving target. We get mad at them. We get aggravated. We get impatient. When we see them fail, we even get more mad at them. And we let them know how much they failed, because we ourselves feel like we are failures. And in truth, none of us actually fail at anything. It's all about lessons and needing to learn them. And that is it. That's it. And anything that takes away from our lessons has to do with our self-worth, has to do with us feeling apologetic for being happy in our little group, if we're too happy, if we change, if we grow. It's easier to be in the club where everyone's complaining than it is where everyone's talking about what they're creating. There's a huge difference between complaining and creating. It's an interesting gateway as well, because let's say you accept yourself and you're walking around life and you've just gotten used to it. You're used to it. You walk around, you're like, hey, I'm doing great. Something happens, you say, you know what, I'll take care of it. This is what I'll do. You come up with a game plan pretty quickly. You kind of start to implement it right away. And this now becomes the way you live. This is now the way of your life. Well, what happens when you get used to accepting yourself is you start knowing more precisely what you need to make your life grow in the ways you want it to. Because once you accept something, there's like this magical feeling that starts to empower you. And that magical feeling is the feeling that, hey, whatever I can find in life, I have found a way to work with it. So now the stuff you're going to find is going to be way cooler, because your interests are going to start to notice other things that you think are, wow, that's really cool. If I can do that, holy cow, I would just enjoy the heck out of that. And you pick up a brush and you start painting, and there you go. You may end up being one of the best painters alive. I've noticed even on Facebook, 3 or 4 different people that have been my Facebook friends since the beginning of my Facebook life. And I would buy paintings from all 4 of them. And I think, wow, they were this creative and they didn't even know. To know when you start to grow, where you're going, why you're going there, what you need from it, why you need that. Coming clean with our intentions, coming clean with saying, hey, you know what? I deserve to be here. Why wouldn't I? Other people deserve to be here. Why wouldn't they? Instead of, I don't deserve to be here. Everybody else is fine. They all know something I don't know, and I'm alone, and nobody cares about me. If I died today, no one would care. When I hear that, I look and I go, well, if you don't care, why should somebody else care? Why do we have to put caring to the test? Because we don't know how to care for ourselves. When we do care for ourselves, we would never say that to anybody, because we wouldn't think it. It's an interesting dynamic in our minds, in our brains, where our brain's like, hey, let me see what we can do today. It's a brand new day. It feels like a new beginning, like a new opportunity, because you already know that you can handle that day. Already know. That's a big already knowing. Trusting that when you wake up and you think, oh, I'll just wear these clothes. I'm not really going to see anybody today, anybody important or whatever. I'm just going to run around and do shopping. And then you go shopping and you meet everybody that you know, or a boss, or a good friend, but not one that you see all the time. It happens all the time. Time to buy clothes. Wear the clothes you purchase. Every day is that good day to wear your best clothes, to take care of yourself in your best way. Even if you are just home, because it is a mind movement that takes you to a place of accepting not only who you are, who others are because you accept who you are, and not feel obligated to the world to make it better, to make it what you think is better in terms of how the world should be. The world becomes better when we become better to ourselves. And when we're not very nice to ourselves, the world feels hard and crass and mean. And yet, is it? There's a lot of crazy stuff that happens in our world, but there's a lot of good stuff too. And if we don't allow ourselves to be in the moment with our feelings towards ourselves, we don't do that, then we just lose it. We just don't even know it exists. We think that this is life. We wonder why life isn't fun. We wonder why we're tired. We wonder why we don't care. All that kind of stuff starts being what you think about. So if you find yourself thinking about those things, everything is hard for me. I never get. I never do. I don't make enough money. Everyone is making more than me. I didn't pick the right profession. I. You go on until you beat yourself up to a pulp. And that, I am going to say, from now on, when you hear that in your mind, tell yourself that you're the one who is responsible for it. You're the one who's made a choice to not allow yourself to accept yourself enough to be okay in your own life. In your own life. It's your life, your soul. Represent your soul well. Nobody else can. Nobody knows you to that level. You guys have a great Monday. I will see you tomorrow. Have a great start of the week. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.